Palestinian officials say three members of the Palestinian Security Forces have been arrested in connection with a shipload of arms seized by Israel last week. Israel has demanded that the Palestinian Authority arrest those involved in the smuggling attempt.
The arrests come after another day of aggressive Israeli military operations in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. Israeli bulldozers ripped up the runway at the Gaza airport for the second time in 5 weeks, and Israeli troops arrested 11 Palestinians in separate raids. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
The Israeli army said Wednesday's Palestinian attack on an Israeli army base triggered the military moves. Hamas claimed responsibility for the attack, in which four soldiers and the two assailants were killed. Today's target for Israeli bulldozers was the runway at the Gaza airport, already torn up in December and freshly repaired by the Palestinians. The airport opened in 1998 and was seen by many Palestinians as a tangible symbol of progress toward statehood. Palestinian Authority official Nabil Abu Rudaina told Voice of Palestine Radio that this new Israeli aggression would lead to an explosion, more violence and tension. Following Wednesday's Hamas attack on the army base, the Islamic Jihad faction announced that, like Hamas, it was ending its pledge to suspend violence against Israel. The government of Prime Minister Ariel Sharon showed no sign of slowing its military operations. Troops today arrested eight Palestinians in the Gaza Strip on suspicion of arms smuggling and seized three suspected militants in the West Bank. Spokesman Ari Merkel told Israeli television that the blame rests with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat.
Since the Palestinian Authority continues to do very little or close to nothing in the fight against terror, the Israeli government is determined to continue and protect its civilians and its military, and to do whatever it takes to put an end to the Palestinian terror.
Prime Minister Sharon told his political supporters last night that he would have no contact with the Palestinians until they arrested those involved with a cargo ship loaded with weapons seized last week by Israel. Late tonight, Palestinian officials said three men had been arrested in connection with the incident. Two were said to be Palestinian naval police officers, and the third an officer in the security force. Sharon also repeated that Arafat would remain confined to Ramallah until he arrests the suspected killers of an Israeli cabinet minister. He said until then, Arafat will, quote, remain jailed in Ramallah, even if it takes years. He said security contacts would not be affected. Palestinians say Sharon is trying to dismantle a Palestinian authority and is punishing civilians for the acts of a few militants. They cite yesterday's demolition by Israeli bulldozers of dozens of Palestinian homes in the Gaza Strip. The International Committee of the Red Cross today condemned the demolitions. Speaking from Geneva, Red Cross spokesman Vincent Lucer said the initial investigation showed some 600 people were left homeless in what he called the biggest single destructive event since fighting broke out in September 2000.
But in a wider sense, I mean, this has been a long pattern of house destructions. And certainly, if we look at international humanitarian law, then clearly destructions of private property, whether it's houses or orchards, is prohibited under international humanitarian law.
Israel says some of the destroyed houses were used to fire at its troops. In Washington, the Bush administration also criticized the home destruction, saying it wouldn't help to bring an end to violence in the region. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.